I'm Stephanie Sanders in Louisville, Kentucky, where it's less ideology than dollars and cents. Here in Kentucky, the state faces a $900 million budget shortfall over the next 2 years. Higher education funding could be slashed, new road projects have been halted, and corrections officials might release nonviolent criminals early to save money. Many other programs are on the chopping block, including Kentucky's homeless prevention pilot project. Wade Jordahl runs the program in Louisville and stops by the apartment of a client.
There he is. Is it nice?
Yeah, but my dishwasher don't work.
Alan Terry has spent the last 26 years in and out of jail, and after his release last year, needed some help finding a job and housing. That's where the pilot project comes in. Caseworkers help those leaving state prison, mental hospitals, and foster homes get on their feet so they don't end up on the streets or back in state care. And it's worked. So far, the state has saved nearly $2 million. But it costs $100,000 a year for the homeless prevention project, and lawmakers may not pay for it this year as they look for other ways to fund the state budget. One controversial proposal is casino gambling. Newly elected Governor Steve Beshear wants casino gambling, but lawmakers don't.
It is obvious that expanded gaming in the Commonwealth of Kentucky will create a substantial amount of recurring revenue for Kentucky.
Governor Beshear has even called for a 70-cent increase in the cigarette tax, which is a bold move for a state that has the highest smoking rate and one of the lowest cigarette taxes in the country. Senate President David Williams says his chamber doesn't like any of the proposals.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of sentiment, or hardly any sentiment at all, for tax increases.
And yet Kentuckians still face nearly a $1 billion shortfall, and elected leaders are still squabbling on how to address it, with just a few days left in the legislative session. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Sanders in Louisville.